For the first time ever, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has a cup of excellence coffee here to play with and to pull through the R58 dual boiler rocket machine with PID. And this is no other than Roasted by Small Batch. They do fantastic coffees and they've put their hands on that particular Lot 13 Vanga coffee from Rwanda, Cup of Excellence of 2012. And I tell you what, I've had a play with it now, and this is full of character, full of body, an amazing coffee, something I've never, ever tasted before. It is mysterious, it is dark, it is deep in richness, and it just really transports me immediately into a country I've actually never been in, Rwanda. All I can associate with Rwanda is gorillas. Of course, they are in real danger of being extinct, but I have this kind of imaginary picture in front of me that is gorilla-like. I don't know why, but this is an amazing coffee. I've put my nose to it. I've put my lips to it. It has extracted in a beautiful, thick, rich, nectar-like consistency. The fluid is much darker than the beans themselves, which is quite amazing. The beans are roasted, well, I would say a small batch style on the lighter side with a lovely matte finish on it. And again, you know, marrying what your smell, sense of smell gives you and your sense of taste gives you. This, for me, I haven't been able to do on all the coffees. It happened to me last few days ago when I did it with a other coffee. But on this particular one, I don't know whether I have perfected my extraction or not really perfected it yet, or what it is. But the smell is much sweeter than what I've got on the palate. Don't get me wrong, this is by no means anything that would assault the palate. It's got a lovely acidity up front. It's moving on to something more earthy and mysterious, dark. And yes, again, the darkness of it, when it actually extracts, is what sends me on this mysterious journey into the jungle. It's very balanced, though. It's really lovely. And this is a red Bourbon. The processing is washed, and it's by a few smallholders in Rwanda. So this is really an amazing coffee, and they don't cease to surprise me, Small Batch. They always venture into something particularly special. And this one, I just have to try a little more. I've got to put milk to it tomorrow. This is already the afternoon. I've had my coffee in the morning, and then only did this coffee arrive. And I just couldn't resist trying it this afternoon. And again, your palate changes throughout the day, so God knows what it will taste like tomorrow. I'll just have to try it again. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo can't wait until tomorrow!